Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of African Pioneer. Welcome back, Colin. How's things?
Thanks for that, Phil.
We just saw the news that African Pioneer reported positive findings from its latest quarterly report by First Quantum. Diagnostic geological similarities have been found in its exploration targets in Zambia, which align with Kamoa-Kakula deposit mineralization in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Key highlights include the discovery of geological settings conducive to the deposition of large-scale high-grade copper mineralization and the identification of high-grade cobalt mineralization. The completion of sufficient drilling and geophysics by FQM to generate a 3D model of the Western Foreland was also noted. Sounds very promising, Colin.
Yeah, it was a very good announcement, and probably, I'm not known, I guess, for being shy, but I think it's probably my entire career one of the strongest I've ever put out. What did we report? I think that the market had this sort of understanding that we might be in Kamoa-style mineralization. We might be in the Western Foreland. We've got Kamoa mineralization. We're in the Western Foreland. And then on the other side, on the west there, it was quite startling as well, is that we've got these cobalt results, probably looking as well at near-surface cobalt with copper. So this is a huge, it's on around about 35 kilometers of potential mineralization. Three styles, really. One goes Kamoa into Western Foreland. That's going to be deeper. And then that's the second richest mine in the world, Ivanhoe Resources. And then on the other side, the west, we've got the near-surface mineralization with the copper and cobalt, which quite frankly will be supplementary material, standalone material or whatever. And because one's in the region of Kansanshi, one's in the region of Sentinel Mine. So absolutely terrific discovery. But, don't listen to me, Kevin. Why listen to me, Phil? What did Robert Friedland say at Qatar the other day? He's in the Western Foreland. He's the most excited about in his entire portfolio. Robert went on about the Western Foreland. The Western Foreland and Ivanhoe and us, we all join up. We're all in the same area. Only a few years ago, there was a big offer by a big mining company. It was turned down. And where I do read that Ivanhoe might be considering a junior partner. And, the figures are being talked about a few years ago, of $1 billion in the press. So this for the junior partner. So what African Pioneer has reported in terms of exploration, and who cares anyway about exploration, in terms of tomorrow, in terms of new age metals, in terms of commercial potential, this is the best discovery. This is the best result that I've had the pleasure of putting out. And that, remember, includes Kalambila, which I sold for $260 million to First Quantum. But this is the strongest discovery that I've been involved with. So, you've got your cobalt, you've got your Kamoa, and you've got your Western Forelands, which have an extensive track of it, and you've got the experts. First Quantum are not in any doubt what their ability is. There's no doubt about their analytical. There's no doubt about their aggressive. There's no doubt about their mining. There's absolutely no doubt about their execution. They're the best in the market. And I've said that from the very, very beginning. I admire the company. I admire the officers of the company. And the succession has been great. Phil Pascal's still running. He's still chairman. Tristan is obviously doing a great job as chief executive. They've had their challenges, but boy, are they now coming to be one of the strongest copper companies in the business? They're, it just shows that hard work does pay off. So we've got the experts in every single way, mining, exploration, and they've never been frightened of a challenge. And so this news release endorses the fact that we are in the right material. We're not looking at traditional copper belt. This represents a major discovery. And we're very pleased with it. Very, very pleased, Phil. Very pleased.
What is the situation then if all of this comes to fruition? What is the financial upside to African Pioneer?
Well, basically, who wants us around anyway? African Pioneer is like a little cork bobbing around on the ocean. quite frankly. This is big league. This is absolutely top league with many options, as have First Quantum, of course. But First Quantum have got a demonstrated way of working with their partners in a positive way. So they're drilling, aggressive drilling. Results, of course, determine future action. But we're all very, very confident. And it would be totally wrong for me to put a price tag on this. It's totally wrong to say we'll dig a mine together, we'll start an open cut on the west, or we'll prioritize the Kamoa. They're the drivers, they're the bosses.
You foresee that the First Quantum will probably just want to buy your part of this out and effectively give African Pioneer an exit with the X million dollars.
All options are open, Phil. Where, you know, I never put the for sale sign up. But as I say, that when you look at the size, the scale, the requirement for copper, the new district, the second richest copper mine in the world up at Kamoa, the sort of pole position that First Quantum and ourselves have got, all options are open. And I think it would be disrespectful to First Quantum to actually make any forecasts as to their intention. But I know we're well positioned, whichever way you look at it.
I think what I see is the market's just missing African Pioneer right now, because if I look at African Pioneer, we've got a mine going starting the process of going into production in Namibia, which is going to produce more than the market capitalization of African Pioneer as it stands. You've got this, as you put it, massive discovery in with First Quantum. And you've still got the Sandfire stuff, which we haven't even discussed. You know,
I know. I mean, look at Ongombo there. We basically, I think, we took that resource up to 23 million tons. And then, of course, we did make, I don't know if it was picked up, because it was too forecastable to be sort of to sort of detail hands-on art. But, you know, the eastern side, for some reason, the big eastern shoot is quite a significant shoot and could add a lot of tons to Ongombo. And for some reason, we know not. They didn't test for gold. And there's, you know, it would be rather strange if all the other shoots have got gold and that one hasn't. So we're gonna twin up just a few holes, which the independent will tell us what satisfies statistically the requirement. Then Ongombo, of course, could go up from 23 to significant higher with the same sort of gold contribution, therefore copper equivalent, as the rest of Ongombo. And as you say, Ongombo's got a mining license. It's got an environmental permit. And then there you are, you've got Sandfire working away in the Kalahari Copper Belt. So,
and the Sandfire licenses are worth $80 million per license. Is that the way it works, depending on their results?
You wouldn't say they're worth it. What you would say is discovery, you know, that's the buyout, top end of the buyout, yes. For the new age copper that we all require, everybody requires, mankind requires. What a lovely portfolio of assets.
Yes. And the interesting thing was, I think people missed it, was that the level of cobalt in this discovery that was First Quantum is pretty damn significant, because a cobalt at $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a ton, to be bringing it out at 0.2, 0.3 is pretty significant.
Not pretty significant. That's absolutely significant and well over the average for the... Well, you know, it tends to be an average of 0.0 something. This is very, very significant. And if you start turning that, you know, 0.23 to copper equivalent, then of course, you know, it's staggering. So the contribution of cobalt is absolutely great. And of course, that reinforces the fact that you're up in Congo style mineralization where the cobalt is found.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not shout too loud, because we want to buy as many as we can before everybody else realizes what's happening. Good luck. But I think people have just missed it. It's as simple as that. I think people don't quite understand the gravity and the size of this potential. There is no way that First Quantum, a multi-billion-dollar company, would be wasting time if this wasn't a huge issue or a huge potential for them.
No, absolutely. If you look at the commitment of resources being money and people, that endorses that what they think of this project too. No, it's this is basically, it's certainly transformational for any AIM company to have this in its portfolio. It's, you know, when we discovered Kalumbila, Kevin, you know, we've had quiet markets for 2 years now, and it's been hard work. When we discovered Kalumbila and made that sale, it set the AIM market alive, you know, it really did. And this AIM market desperately needs this another Kalambila, needs a discovery. It needs a junior, and whichever junior it is, I don't really care. I prefer it. I prefer it to be me, and I prefer it to be our shareholders. So I take that back. I do care. I want it to be us. But any one of us juniors who comes up with a significant sale or a significant decision to mine on a major project has shown those shareholders who are on the AIM market that in actual fact, when a smaller company wins, it really wins. And sadly, Kevin, the market's been starved of a major discovery for quite a few years now. And I really want to be the one what does it. You know, that's not ego. That's not ego. I'm very grateful to my shareholders. We're very grateful to people like yourself who stayed with us. I'm very, very sorry for all of us with the 3 years we've had in the wilderness. While the rest of the markets really bobbed along at the top, we bobbed along not at the bottom. We've been on a slippery slope, not helped by wars, not helped by inflation. But gee whiz, we've had more than our fair share of headwinds and difficult operating conditions. So I just hope we're the one what turns the tide.
Yeah, well, you've been working hard all that time. It's like all of these miners, they haven't been doing nothing during these times. They've been forwarding their project. So one is going to come good sooner or later. And I see with African Pioneer, as I said, with the Namibia moving forward, you've now got this First Quantum and also Sandfire. I mean, wow, any one of them could give you the current market capitalization and more, any one of them. So let's see how it all plays out, see if the market actually gets it, and we'll speak to you soon, Colin.
Well, Colin, we look forward to you coming back on in the near future and giving us an update as to how things are progressing. Just want to say thanks very much for your time. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of African Pioneer.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks, Phil. Thanks a lot, and much appreciated for your time. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.